KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Public Works MEC Martin Meyer says the rising number of women and children being killed is alarming. He was reacting to the murder of Zandile Ngobo, a department official who was shot dead along with her 11-year-old son in their home in Maritzburg last night. Ngobo was pregnant. Police, who are investigating cases of murder, say a 6-year-old child is the only survivor of the attack. It's as the country today begins observing 16 days for no violence against women and children. Speaking at a media briefing in Durban earlier today, Meyer says the incident is a reminder of why this campaign is important.
News is still a bit sketchy. It does seem like it was someone that was known to the family that committed the murder. We, as a department, have been in touch with the husband. Another child saw this happening, a 6-year-old child saw the murder of his mother. And it is absolutely unacceptable to me that we live in a society that this still happens.
A group of disgruntled residents on the bluff south of Durban say they're unhappy with the lack of law enforcement at their local beach. They're taking to the streets this evening, where they'll hand over a memorandum to police. The march, led by the Bluff Residents and Ratepayers Association, will be held at Antilles Beach. The association's Alison Schumann says residents living near the beach are concerned about their safety and the destruction of property.
Around this year, we have the same issue over and over and over, and it's almost like we are forgotten, and we only get law enforcement almost like a week before Christmas and New Year's, then everybody is gone, but our Bluff Beach is still very, very busy. We, as Bluff residents, I cannot use the Bluff Beach. I don't go to the Bluff Beach because it's not safe and because of the mess that's been created, and that's not acceptable.
And Russia has jailed a student already convicted for allegedly burning the Quran to 13 and a half years for treason. Nikita Zurovel was first arrested in May last year on allegations that he desecrated the holy book of Islam in the southern city of Volgograd. In an unprecedented move, authorities then handed him over to Muslim-majority region of Chechnya, where he was sentenced to 3.5 years for insulting the feelings of believers. Russia last month announced treason charges against Zurovel, accusing him of spying for Ukraine and transferring him back to Volgograd for a new trial. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 31, Richards Bay 33. For Newswatch and in for Dineo Mpahlele, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.